But No Room for This Mischief. By J. Jeff Toller for Shenandoah Christian Alliance. J.Toller@scofforchrist.org. I have told you these things, so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble. But take heart, I have overcome the world. John 16:33. We have already seen how, in just the first week of the Trump presidential victory, the rest of the world is beginning to prepare for major realignments and developments. It's understandable we are already enjoying the tried and true corporate media spin, the Sturm und Drang, of Trump's cabinet picks and the future of the lawfare still hanging over his head. Of course, this is to be expected, even though I find it hard to believe his political enemies will be satisfied with merely talking about these things. There's no shortage of conspiratorial conversations underway among the die-hard, never-Trumpers, and assorted literati. I hear things even in private conversations that make me roll my eyes, people quoting people who know somebody who works for somebody in the Beltway or some state agency or another. But we're still at the very beginning. It's still more than 2 months before his oath of office. A lot can happen, a lot will happen, but there is one thing that I pray will ought to be top of the Trump administration's agenda to prevent from happening. I wrote about this in earlier essay, All Things Being Not Equal. https://mailchi.mp/scofforchrist/understanding-the-times-182446664. I'm referring to an insidious law from the European Union set to go into effect next year. At the time I referenced a conversation with Ali Beth Stuckey and Justin Haskins, which aired in September, when I wrote, the European Union, EU, instituted one of the most far-reaching ESG programs, rivaled only by the Chinese Communist Party's societal-wide ESG system. It affects not just Europeans, but Americans as well, directly. This program is a sinister and threatening development fully explained and exposed in Propaganda Wars, How the Global Elite Control What You See, Think, and Feel. By Glenn Beck and Justin Haskins. It's available on Amazon, on any list of important reasons why Trump's election was so very important, ESG Day deserves our attention more than most. If you doubt it, consider. The EU has no right to legislate anything that any American must obey. Right? The impediments of American sovereignty are simply too daunting. But, they don't need to impose any laws that would directly affect our citizens. All of the giant international corporations are already prepared to do it for them. Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. You may be thinking that it takes an evil genius to come up with a scheme like this, using corporations and the investment firms who manage portfolios worth trillions and trillions of dollars. In a nutshell, the law, such as it is, known as the Corporate Sustainability Due Diligence Directive, CSDDD, works by requiring large companies within the EU to actively identify, assess, and address potential and actual negative impacts on human rights and the environment throughout their entire supply chain, including their own operations, subsidiaries, and business partners. Employing a mandatory due diligence process, the CSDDD aims to prevent or mitigate harm and provide remedies when necessary, essentially forcing companies to take proactive steps to ensure their business practices are environmentally and socially responsible. Herein, as Shakespeare would say, lies the rub. This law doesn't end within the boundaries of the European Union. The law requires any company, anywhere in the world who buys material goods, sells finished goods, provides or contracts for any services to meet the EU standards. The possibilities are endless. The list is inexhaustible. No one can escape its reach. No one. There is a lot to unpack in this scheme, including the idea of insisting any and all corporations, their subsidiaries, supply chains and more, slavishly follow the law, or be shut out, and ultimately forced out of business. Isn't that just delightful? When asked, and even when I'm not, I tell people that governments are now only a part of international affairs. They are but one segment of the select few players in global affairs, and not necessarily the most important player at that, as this insidious scheme clearly reveals. As we celebrate Trump's win for liberty and true justice, his administration will, sooner rather than later, need to face the daunting task of overhauling decades of erosion in the body politic and free market enterprise. It should be clear that globalization poses too much of a threat to merely resist. It must be stopped in its tracks. But how? There are some hopeful signs that others, across the pond, are expressing tepid concerns and guarded reporting on signs that the pushback be getting serious, albeit slowly. The Biden-Harris regime brought the U.S. to the brink of disaster. Jonathan Goldsmith. Jonathan Goldsmith, Law Society Council member for EU Matters and a former Secretary General of the Council of Bars and Law Societies of Europe, writes, last month, candidate Trump vowed not to let the EU, take advantage of our companies, saying that Apple's CEO, Tim Cook, had called him to complain about an EU antitrust fine and back tax order. There may soon be more, as it is reported that Apple is about to attract the EU's first fine for not complying with digital competition rules. https://www.lagazette.co.uk/commentary-and-opinion/trump-esque-lawyers/512149.0.article/. He also points out the likelihood that Elon Musk has only complicated things for the EU regulations since he is now firmly tied into the new administration. Musk is also facing fines and censure from the EU. Finally, just to make things even more interesting, J.D. Vance is already tying U.S. support for NATO to the EU respecting American values and free speech, specifically referring to Musk's X platform. For those of us looking for insight from the scriptures about these global affairs, we will likely discover these may be early signs that the world is on the brink of ending soon. The irony should be obvious, but often isn't. In the study of eschatology, the end times theology reveals that Marxism has an eschatology. In their version of the end, they win. Islam too has an eschatology. In the end of their version, they win. The Christian eschatology also claims these beliefs will win. But for the Christian, losing is the ultimate gain because we win everlasting life in paradise. In knowing this, I have to question why Christians in America are reluctant to participate in the promulgation of peace, love, and joy while fighting for freedom and democracy, and our nation's sovereignty, in the here and now. It's hardly the worst way to engage the lost seeker by championing the things that will protect him from losing it all. Surely he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler, and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. Psalm chapter 91 verses 3-6, NKJV. Photo by Ulyssa Togley on Unsplash.